to talk about a thing to watch for this year regarding growth of the church in Asia. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've also got a story about hope in unlikely places. But first, last week we made note of a trend that humanitarian groups are watching in 2016, the rise of the Islamic State and corresponding terrorism. This week, there's another issue that's being scrutinized by the Voice of the Martyrs USA. Todd Nettleton is keeping an eye on China because he thinks persecution of the church will spike this year.
What we've heard for years from the Chinese government is, you know, if the house churches would just register, then everything would be fine for them and they wouldn't have persecution. Well, now we see over the last year to 2 years, these are registered churches that are being persecuted.
In fact, 1,500 churches in China's Bible Belt, Zhejiang Province, have either been demolished or had the crosses torn down.
Now the government has kind of issued a study to the other provinces and said, hey, look what they're doing. This is great. We all need to get involved in this. So I think we're going to see this wave of persecution against churches expand across China.
That said, it'll be risky to reach the Chinese for Christ. If God's calling you to serve Him in China, what should you do? According to one of the speakers at Urbana 15, do what you need to do now, but obey today. In other words, follow him even if you're fearful, because he'll take care of everything else. Pray that students at Urbana this year will take this message to heart. Organized by InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Urbana 15 is the largest student missions conference in North America. You're listening to Mission Network News. Well, it's that time of year for resolution. We spoke with Wycliffe Associates President and CEO Bruce Smith about his organization's goals for 2016.
We actually believe that in the next year, in 2016, we're going to see more than double the number of new translation starts around the world. We're anticipating more than 500 new Bible translations to begin during the coming year.
Over the past year, they've used new procedures that greatly increase the speed of translation. At the same time, they've also had a translator killed and others who were kidnapped and arrested. So what can you do to help bring the Word of God to new groups of people?
This is a walk of faith. There's very few things in this process that are guaranteed. There's just so many variables, so many threats, but also so many opportunities that can't be anticipated. And ultimately, it requires the wisdom from God that only He can provide. So we definitely need God's wisdom in that. So we just pray for God's guidance and His provision throughout this process so that His word can reach every corner of the world.
And you probably wouldn't expect to find hope in a maximum security prison facility, but that's just what Transworld Radio found in Kenya. Hundreds of prisoners are worshiping Jesus there. TWR Kenya's executive director, Bernice Gutierrez, says her aha moment came when she realized these were all saved sinners, just like she was.
I remember saying to my colleagues, it would be so nice for us to have an outreach in this place and come and share the love of Christ with the prisoners. So in August, my colleague and I went to the prison to meet with the leadership there and tell them that we are very keen to come and have a time of fellowship with the prisoners.
Through music, hundreds of inmates share their Jesus stories, and they've asked TWR to record the prison choir for an album.
I think it will be a turning point. I believe that the Lord is calling us to be like Jesus Christ, even in our ministry.
They're going to need a professional team to finish the project. So would you pray for God's provision and for changed hearts? And did you know that the street child problem has actually grown into another humanitarian crisis? A report from Compassion International indicates that there are more than 100 million children eking out a living on the streets. They're forced to beg and steal just to survive. But these kids are precious in the eyes of the Father. Compassion teams are giving them a place where they're loved, protected, and given a hope for a better future. It's making a difference. The details are at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. Would you like a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? Get our e-news delivered every morning. Sign up for it for free. Just go to missionnews.org. The daily emails feature pictures and links to the rest of the stories you hear every day. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.